is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of Philippe Pinel, born in Saint-André, France, in 1745, who studied mathematics and theology and internal medicine and became the chief physician at a Paris insane asylum in 1792. He's considered one of the founders of psychiatry because when he arrived at the hospital, people generally believed that the insane were possessed by demons. But Philippe Pinel argued that they were just under a great deal of stress, and he started treating patients by talking to them about their problems. It's the birthday of the surrealist painter and sculptor Joan Miró, born in Barcelona, Spain, in 1893, and the science fiction writer Ian Watson, born in St. Albans, England, 1943, author of the two-volume Book of Mana. And it's the birthday of the poet and satirist Pietro Aretino, born in 1492 in Arezzo, Italy, who wrote a set of 16 sonnets to accompany the drawings of an artist named Cilio Romano, who had made a series of very beautiful and very pornographic images. Aretino's sonetti lussoriosi were very lewd and very popular, and he's considered one of the inventors of pornographic literature. There was not much money in it at the time, and so Pietro Aretino survived by patronage. People would pay him to write flattering stories about them or writing vicious satire about their enemies. He also wrote a version of Plato, which was set in a brothel. Here's a poem for today by Tennessee Williams entitled Life Story. After you've been to bed together for the first time, without the advantage or disadvantage of any prior acquaintance, the other party very often says to you, "Tell me about yourself. I want to know all about you. What's your story?" And you think maybe they really and truly do sincerely want to know your life story. And so you light up a cigarette and begin to tell it to them. The two of you lying together in completely relaxed positions like a pair of rag dolls, a bored child dropped on a bed. You tell them your story, or as much of your story as time or a fair degree of prudence allows, and they say, oh, each time a little more faintly, until the oh is just an audible breath. And then, of course, there's some interruption. Slow room service comes up with a bowl of melting ice cubes, or one of you rises to pee and gaze at himself with mild astonishment in the bathroom mirror. And then the first thing you know, before you've had time to pick up where you left off with your enthralling life story, they're telling you their life story, exactly as they'd intended to all along. And you're saying, oh. Each time, a little more faintly, the vowel at last becoming no more than an audible sigh, as the elevator, halfway down the corridor and a turn to the left, draws one last long, deep breath of exhaustion and stops breathing forever. Then, well, one of you falls asleep, and the other one does likewise, with a lighted cigarette in his mouth. And that's how people burn to death in hotel rooms. A poem by Tennessee Williams entitled Life Story, from the collected poems of Tennessee Williams, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.